Kyle Malin. He is, of course, the fine editor of the MERS newsletter. Kyle, how are you?
Great. How you doing, Tony?
Are you exhausted from this past year, just running up and down those stairs in the state capitol?
You know, I actually started taking the elevator this year. I hate to admit that. I don't know what that says about me, but now, you know, I used to just run right by the elevator, and now I'm reluctantly stopping and pushing the buttons and then looking both ways to make sure no one's looking.
Well, you could say it's a time thing, Kyle. You don't have time to run up and down those stairs. You got stories to write.
Yeah, I know, but I've always told people that I could get up by walking up the stairs faster than it took them to sit there and wait for that elevator.
Those stairs are brutal there too. They are long, long, man.
I counted them one time all the way from the top to the bottom just because I took them.
Let's just not reflecting on anything individually. The first year for Governor Rick Snyder, as you look back, mm-hmm. What pops into your brain?
Just effectiveness. You know, a few things pop in my head. You know, during the campaign, the governor talked about how he was going to stay positive, about how he wasn't going to blame anyone for anyone's problems, and you know, that his focus was not going to be on taking credit for anything that he's done. And he's done all of that. You know, it's really kind of surprising to me how much he talked about during the campaign that he's actually followed through on as governor. You know, folks might rumble about the policies and so forth that he's done, but it's stayed consistent with everything he said.
All right. Before you elaborate on that, just about 15 minutes ago, I had Senate Democratic Caucus spokesperson Robert McCann on the program, and you probably saw the press release. Senate Democrats to Governor Snyder, failed promises haven't gone unnoticed. And Mr. McCann said that basically the governor has a failing grade. He hasn't done any of the things that he said he was going to do. He favored via legislation big business and the seniors and the middle class paid for that, and that basically the governor didn't get anything done. And when I brought up the budget, he said, well, you know, a lot of needy people paid to get that budget balanced. And as a nonpartisan journalist, how would you respond to that?
Well, I would disagree in the sense that he's done everything that he said he was going to do. But I think what Bob McCann is talking about is the stuff that he's talking about is stuff he never wanted Snyder to do in the first place. I mean, listen to what he said in the campaign. It was all about bringing business to Michigan, okay? He never talked about the middle class. He never talked about the seniors, all right? He talked about bringing business to Michigan. Now, you might not like the fact that his idea of bringing business back to Michigan was a big business tax cut and an elimination of exemptions that impacted seniors and will probably impact me and the other middle folks in the middle class. You might not like that, but the fact is he never said he was not going to eliminate exemptions for seniors in the middle class. He never did. He said he would balance the budget by not raising taxes, which he didn't raise taxes. He eliminated income tax exemptions, which may sound, you know, like a nuance, but in reality, it's eliminating something special that we already enjoy on our income taxes, okay? So you can't argue that point. As far as taking care of business, he said he was going to take care of business. I mean, if you voted for Rick Snyder and didn't think he was going to take care of business, you're fooling yourself. The guy is a businessman. Of course he's going to take care of business. He said he was going to give him a business tax cut. He said he was going to get rid of the Michigan business tax, and he did. He said he was going to put in a corporate income tax. He did. He said he was going to balance the budget and do it faster than anyone else. He did. Now, I'm not making apologies for the guy. I mean, you may not like his policies at all, and I'm not saying I do like his policies, but what I'm saying is if you think that he didn't get done what he said he was going to get done, you're fooling yourself. It's just spin. I mean, you're just going out and advocating a position that, you know, I guess you're advocating his policies that you feel are unpopular is what I'm getting at.
All right, Kyle, we're going to take a quick break, and then when we come back, we're going to talk about the specifics from your perspective, what he did get done, and then we'll end our conversation of what he hopes to get done for 2012.